This message comes from NPR sponsor, the Capital One Venture Card. Earn unlimited 2x miles on every purchase. Plus, earn unlimited 5x miles on hotels and rental cars booked through Capital One Travel. What's in your wallet? Terms apply. See CapitalOne.com for details.
Happy Friday, everyone. From NPR Music and All Songs Considered, I'm Robin Hilton. I am here with Christina Lee.
Hey, Robin.
WXPN's John Morrison.
Hey, what's up, Robin?
NPR Music's Rihanna Cruz.
Howdy, Robin.
And Stephen Thompson.
Hello, Robin.
It's New Music Friday, and we're taking a quick look at the best albums out on May 6th, including new ones from Arcade Fire and Sharon Van Etten. But we start with Jack Harlow's Come Home, The Kids Miss You.
My nail tech knows how to keep a little secret. I don't wish for my success, I speak it. I caught a buzz and you did too, but you tweaking. I look like I've been getting money, how reeking. You smell me, that's LV. Walk around with my chest out and my skin smooth, I'm healthy. I'm in a mix and I'm handshaking, but most of y'all can't help me. Most of y'all ain't wealthy. Most of y'all just dress like it. I caught the vibe that y'all giving off and I'm trying to make myself less like it. This chick got a little Porsche body. I might let the bro test drive it. It's hard for me to get excited. I love music and stress about it. My city hauling, I'm co-signing this wave coming up next out it. Riding around in the shotgun of her Tesla. Hanging both of my legs.
Jack Harlow's Come Home, The Kids Miss You is one of those super closely guarded albums leading up to its release. We weren't able to hear all of it before taping this show, but let's talk about what we do know at this point. Christina, I'll start with you.
So this album follows up his platinum-selling debut. That's what they all say, right? That's where you probably heard What's Poppin', which is the song that earned him his first Grammy nomination. You might even know this guy from his feature on Lil Nas X's Industry Baby. But there are folks out there who have literally watched Jack Harlow come up from sixth grade, essentially. There are YouTube videos floating out there where he's riffing off of Drake started from the bottom as a grade schooler, talking about how his favorite singer was Fergie and he was skinny, as if he still wasn't a kid at this point. With this album, he's at the final stage of his glow up, let's say, that was happening in real time, where for a lot of folks, he convincingly sells himself as the ultimate Gen Z heartthrob.
Yeah, I mean, now he's fully grown up. He's in ninth grade.
I know, exactly. That is the plot twist.
I've always been like a massive fan of his. He knows that he can access the audience like that. Like, I feel like he does everything with a wink and a nudge. With the singles that we've heard so far from this record, I think there's such a marked change from even something like What's Poppin' to these songs, both in technical skill and production. He is making sure that he's bringing in all of the big guns, making sure that like this record is his moment.
I can see the whole city from this balcony. Back in 2019, I was outside freely, but now they got it out for me. I don't care what frat that you was in, you can't out for me. Keep dreaming. Pineapple juice, I give a sweet, sweet, sweet semen. I know what they like, so I just keep cheesing. Hard drive full of heat seeking. Trying to come the same day as Jack rethinking. You don't need Givenchy, you need Jesus. Why do y'all sleep on me? I need reasons.
I used to think on the white rapper spectrum, he was closer to Macklemore than like a Mac Miller. Eminem aside, I feel like that's a scale of irony, super intelligent craft. After reading like his Rolling Stone profile, he explicitly is saying, I want to take the hip-hop throne. I want to be the greatest rapper of my time. And I think that shows, like, he's super dedicated to his craft, and there's very little irony or jokes with him. There's, like, a quote from the profile. It says that, like, he's emerged from a very low-powered time machine where he references rappers in their 30s and 40s way more than his actual peers, as if he's gunning to conquer the rap world of 2010 or so, which is such an apt comparison to me because the features on the record are, like, Drake, Lil Wayne, Pharrell, Justin Timberlake. Those are huge era-defining artists.
Noticeably absent from that features list is Dolly Parton, who he said in that same Rolling Stone article, he confirmed that his team had reached out to her and that he, quote, wants to put her on some hard shit. But I don't see her on the finals features list.
I don't know. I feel like he's very tapped into like all different types of music.
It's definitely essential to selling yourself as the next suburban rap hero. When I see like the path that he's taking, he's clearly riffing off of early Kanye West. And I think he knows that for the most part, all the standards that come with hip hop are working against him.
His parents ran like a sign business. He's very like out of touch with the whole struggle rap vibe, the whole sort of lyricism that comes with hardship in growing up. Because he doesn't have that to draw on, he's sort of leaning on this, like, I'm writing a song about my nail tech. He's like a little goofy with it, which I like.
Jack Harlow, Come Home, The Kids Miss You, out now on May 6th, along with this next one that we want to highlight from the duo Abeyi. It's called Spell 31. This is the song Made of Gold.
Me show them heroes, feel it. Me a the younger, the hunger. Me show the heroes, feel it. All right, one more time. Me show them heroes, feel it. Me a the younger and the hunger. Me show them heroes, feel it. Me a the younger and the hunger.
Holy water. Crying like the altar. Your desire, freedom from the Maya, Maya.
Abeyi, the sister duo of Lisa Kayende Diaz and Naomi Diaz. This is a really beautiful, triumphant record. Vocally, I love the way that their melodic lines are sung in unison, but also layered harmonically. It kind of toes the line between a harmonic line and a melodic line. There's minimal percussion, but there's also, at times, they add this really contemporary electronic feel. Stylistically, there's not really a quick or easy box that I would try to put them in, but a lot of these songs have this sacred air to them. You feel a lot of history and a lot of spirit in this music, even though a lot of it does also sound very contemporary.
You know, we talked with Jack Harlow about leveling up, and this, not to compare Abeyi to Jack Harlow in any way, shape, or form, this record is the sound of leveling up. And I've loved Abeyi's first couple of records, but this just feels so fully formed. There's not a wasted second anywhere on it. It's 10 songs in 26 minutes, and it's still taking you on such a journey. It's weaving in guests, as you mentioned, the different kind of percussive sounds and beats and voices that you're hearing. And it's amazing how far this record travels in such a short time.
You have a song like Sister to Sister, which almost feels like a pop song, but like it has like the spiritual weight to it.
We start new, sister.
It definitely feels like it's coming from some other sacred place, but it very much feels like the moment right now. It's not retro in any way. It's very cutting edge.
Some of my favorite moments on this album is where they actually give themselves like personal anthems, like Sister to Sister. It's like where they literally explain how to pronounce the group's name, but then also in Foreign Country, where there's that spoken word interlude talking about how twins are a spirit of a higher rank. Abeyi has such a knack for presenting love and relationships we might otherwise take for granted and presenting them as something like truly sacred. And so I was glad to hear them channel that same sort of energy toward themselves.
Abeyi, Spell 31 is the new album. And let's do one more before we take a break. And it is, honestly, a stunning new album from Arcade Fire, their first new record in 5 years. It's called We. This is part of the opening track, Age of Anxiety.
We'll be right back.
Arcade Fire loves to make big, grand, mission statement style concept albums, and this is their sixth album. It's split into two sides. There's side I and side we, and it is tackling issues surrounding connectedness and anxiety and alienation, the kind of stuff that Arcade Fire has been talking about for a little while. I mean, they're anxious about the world, as we all are. Robin, you said you think this is a stunning record. I think it's uneven. I think it's periodically stunning. My thing with Arcade Fire, I would liken Arcade Fire to Jon Stewart. I like them best when they're not just telling me what's wrong with society. I want your music to be grand and exploratory, but I think sometimes they get a little tripped up underlining some of their concepts. That happened a lot with their previous record, which I think most people agree wasn't very strong. This record, I think they marry that to songs that explore a little bit more and have more epic sweep to them and some really, really strong production.
When I first heard those first couple singles, The Lightning Parts 1 and 2, I thought, oh my God, talk about something you've heard a million times, those junk, 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 chugging guitars and the Pete Townsend chin-chin guitar. I thought, oh my dear God, how many times have I heard that? Come on, guys. But then when I heard the full album, I was kind of floored by it. And I even would say that those singles, Lightnings Part 1 and 2, in the context of the full album, were not as, I don't know, maybe that's why you thought it was uneven, Stephen, but uneven, Stephen.
that's what they call me back at the playground.
Yeah. Okay, my favorite stretch on the record is End of the Empires, Part 1 through 4. Here's a bit of how that starts.
One last dance here at the end of the empire. Me cry watching the moon on the ocean. Where California used to be, it's not half bad. But spend half your life being sad.
I mean, a lot of the themes, as Stephen said at the top of this discussion and the ideas on the record, they're not hard to suss out. They're pretty on the nose. But let's
better,
jump
what
ahead.
What better way to say that we're living in an age of anxiety than to say we're living in an age of anxiety?
I want to jump ahead in the same End of Empire stretch.
She says, there's diamonds in your eyes. Midway through life, Virgil says, take a ride.
I don't think that's too on the nose, calling on social media and it being, you know, the scourge of our human existence and doing it with just the word unsubscribe.
Unsubscribe. Don't say unsubscribe then.
Right. Oh, man, that's what got me. It's like, come on, man.
Well, let's just go ahead and knock off the other albums that we were going to talk about. We'll just stay here on Arcade Fire. For the next 20, 30 minutes or so, because I clearly have quite a case here to argue. I think it's a wonderful album, and let me put it this way. I haven't said, oh, holy shit, while listening to an Arcade Fire record in probably 15 years, but I said that repeatedly while listening to this record. Mic drop!
Can't argue
that
with
just
that.
Just happened. Okay, Arcade Fire. I think getting their groove back on the band's first new album in 5 years. It's called We. Let's take a quick break, and when we come back, we'll hear the new Sharon Van Etten album and more releases that we're excited about this week.
This message comes from NPR sponsor Hulu. Dive into the chilling new Hulu original series, Under the Bridge, the riveting adaptation of the acclaimed true crime book. Based on shocking true events, Under the Bridge tells the haunting story of a murder that lays bare a small community's darkest secrets. Go deep into the hidden world of the town's tormented teenagers as detectives race to solve the sinister crime. Starring Riley Keough and Lily Gladstone, Under the Bridge is now streaming with new episodes Wednesdays, only on Hulu. Support for NPR and the following message come from the American Cancer Society. Dr. Alpa Patel leads a team that researches cancer risk factors, and she shares how a new study aims to impact an underrepresented community.
My greatest hope for the Voices of Black Women study is that it will help us understand and identify culturally tailored ways to change and really eliminate the unacceptable disparities for future generations of Black women as it relates to cancer.
To learn more, go to voices.cancer.org.
It's New Music Friday from NPR and All Songs Considered. On this episode, we're looking at the best albums out on May 6th, including a new one from the rapper IDK and producer K-Tronada. It's called Simple. This track is Dog Food.
It's 11 o'clock on the dot, I'm on a block. Ain't no time for no sleeping, a yawn and no whatnot. 12 running around creeping and peeping for the drop. We be moving with caution, the block is really hot.
The block is hot, the block is hot. The block is hot, the block is hot. The block is hot, the block is hot. The block is hot, the block is hot.
They tried to frisk me, want me incarcerated, I won't be. I run and hit the corner. I'm headed for the border. Mix the weed with water. Sold it to my auntie. Hungry, I can't be. So I sell it to my family. I hope they don't sing like they tryna win a Grammy. I hope it ain't an act like they tryna win an Emmy. I'm tryna get a net, so I'm moving like I'm Sandy. I'm living underwater, I don't know how I can't breathe.
So that was a song, Dog Food, by IDK and K-Tronada, featuring Denzel Curry. So what's interesting about Simple is that this is the first time that we're hearing a rapper-producer collaboration from the likes of both of these artists, IDK and K-Tronada. Going into this, I didn't actually have a lot of context for how this project even came to be. The only bit of context that I had were some social media dispatches, you know, from around this time last year, actually, you know, saying like, hey, we're in the studio and we're vibing, we're jamming together. But this collaboration actually makes sense once you look at it on paper. Both of them are really eager collaborators. You know, between them, they've collaborated with the likes of Craig David, Kali Uchis, DMX, the late MF Doom. And also, they are both really fond of early 2000s production. You can kind of hear that in the song we just heard, Dog Food, where IDK is like, the block is hot, the block is hot. In my notes, I wrote, so not like Lil Wayne, but also maybe like Lil Wayne. We're not sure.
Both of these cats, IDK and K-Tronada, are willing collaborators, gifted at bringing out the best with the people that they work with. K-Tronada actually has done a full-length rapper collaboration. He did that record with his brother, Lou Phelps, the Celestics record, which was fantastic. This record, like that record, and like the cut Pay for Haiti that K-Tronada did with Makami last year, you know, we know K-Tronada for these like dynamic, like up-tempo house tracks. He really does have like a real chemistry working with MCs. The beats throughout this record are dope, and IDK, he brings like this real like fly, like confident flair and energy vocally. It all works together perfectly.
When I was listening to this the other day, I was chilling. I was just putting it on in the background while working, and my partner started to like bob their head and then like move around and dance a little bit. And I was like, oh, like, you know, K-Tronada is just good at getting people moving. From a DJ, you know, that's really like all you can ask for. You know, like, he has a command over the dance floor, and he has a command over people grooving, which I have to respect. Like, as somebody that hasn't really been fully sold, I really like his ability to like get people moving.
You know, he gets to let loose a little bit. He further tests out the singing chops that he's tested out in the past, and even when he does touch on some of the more anxious subject matter, like on Zaza Tree, where he's urging himself to stop pacing, it kind of makes these heavy dance grooves seem all the more cathartic. So I really enjoyed hearing that contrast between these two collaborators.
I can already hear my fellow DJs loading up like Zaza Tree and Drugstore into their Serato crates. Like,
oh, absolutely. That went right into Virtual DJ. Come on.
Yeah. There's a few cuts on here that are probably going to like dominate the spring and summer dance parties this year.
IDK and Kate Trinata together on their new one called Simple. Another big release for all the sensies in the world, Stephen, I'm looking at you, comes from the singer Sharon Van Etten, whom we adore. Her new album is called We've Been Going About This All Wrong. This song is called Headspace.
Really hard to believe, Robin, that it's been more than, 12 years since you and I sat in a church in Austin, Texas, and wept like babies.
Yeah.
As Sharon Van Etten.
I was just going to say, how do you reconcile the shy young 20-something who was on stage with just her guitar strumming to where she has arrived now? Because it's incredible.
Well, you can hear it over the course of her records, right? She put out her first record, Because I Was in Love, is this beautiful, really quiet, contained, very soft, almost timid record. And then as her albums rolled out over the years, this is her sixth album, she just found herself. She found assertiveness and power and strength and became a rocker. And as recently as last year, put out this fantastic song with Angel Olsen. She's just completely come into her own. And you hear this record, what's interesting about it is it feels a little bit like it's coming full circle. It's a little bit quieter. It's a little more introspective and tender. There were no advanced singles from this record. It's meant to be heard as a piece in its entirety. And it is an album kind of about reflection and looking at your past through the prism of your present and finding your complete self in the process. It really kind of combines that wonderful introspection and quiet beauty of her early work with the kind of more urgent and forceful work that she was putting out as she was really ascending and becoming a true rock star.
The yearning and the passion, and it's just raging passion across this whole record, I thought was just staggering. And she gets so big on some of these songs. Here's one called Born. My God, I can't wait to see this live. If you follow her on Instagram, part of this evolution, you can see that her whole look has evolved too. You know, she's gotten really cut and she's got this really short pixie haircut and she's wearing all black and she has this whole do not mess with Sharon Van Etten vibe going on.
I think you hear it in this music, too. It is so fearless, and I'm there for it. Sharon Van Etten, we've been going about this all wrong. It is another busy release week, and I know there are some other albums out today that we're loving. So before we wrap up, let's just go around the room here, and we can flag some of them. John, we'll start with you.
I've been really rocking with Germicide and The Expert, their new album, The Overview Effect. Germicide is the MC, The Expert handles the production, and the record is colorful, it's psychedelic, it's energetic, revolutionary hip-hop.
Love is when you find the one to love until your time is done. And when she on the line, a voice reminds you with a shining sun. Make you stand behind her, hun. You ain't trying to run. Grew a spine, feeling on your mind. Make a brother rhyme a ton. Motivation for your life. No relation to a wife. Culmination of the right. Snowing like you rolling dice. How could a nigga hate it? Bring flowers to illustrate it.
Christina.
One of my picks this week is from R&B singer Ella Mai. So if you recall, 4 years ago, there was absolutely no escaping her breakout single, Boot Up. So today, she's following that up with her sophomore album called Heart on My Sleeve.
Like a glimpse from the past, you conceal the dark. In a frame, you're the poster up on the wall. In my dreams, you're the prince and I'm at the bar. Fairy tales, I'm not used to the man. Oh. Got me questioning, what have you done to me? Used to be out of reach.
Rihanna, you've got to point out the giant elephant in the room that none of us have talked about so far.
The Chick 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 record. Absolutely. In a monumental day for fellow Puerto Ricans everywhere, Bad Bunny is releasing a new album entitled Un Verano Sin Ti, which translates to A Summer Without You. It's sort of a surprise release, was teased through like a classified ad, like very interesting stuff happening with the release, but it was officially announced this past week, and any summer with new Bad Bunny is a good summer, so I have no doubt that this will be inescapable and worth the listen and wepa worthy.
Another one that was super closely guarded, no one's heard anything from it at all.
But it's like 23 songs deep.
Yeah.
That's all we know.
The teaser video was like very vague. Like I gathered nothing from what he posted on Instagram, but the titles. So like, who knows what's going to happen?
Steven.
Yeah, the wild genre smashing Japanese noise punk band Otoboke Beaver has a new album called Super Champon. Now, Champon, Robin, you speak a little Japanese. It means like a mix of different things, almost like a sampler platter or something. And that kind of sums up what is going on with this band. This band is smashing up 10 different genres and just spitting them in your face simultaneously for the duration of their very exhausting, exhilarating, and super, super fun sound.
So glad you flagged that one. Amazing to see live, too.
Oh, my gosh.
Talk about energy and, crazy. And I'll flag the album Head Full of Sugar from the band Sunflower, being a New York trio. They can really tear it up sometimes, like they do on this song, Roll the Dice. A lot of the album leans into more pop direction and synths, but my favorite moments are when they plug in the guitars, crank them up. Sunflower Bean, the album Head Full of Sugar. And that'll do it for this week's New Music Friday episode. My thanks to Christina Lee, John Morrison, Rihanna Cruz, and Stephen Thompson. Thanks so much, everybody.
Thank you.
Thank you, Robin.
Our episode this week was produced with help from Bob Boylan. It was edited and mixed by the Ron Scalzo. If you want a list of everything that we talked about and more releases out this week, you'll find it in the description for this episode in your podcast feed. It's also on our website at npr.org/allsongs. And to hear full versions of the tracks we played, along with a whole bunch of new singles that came out this week, search for NPR's expanded New Music Friday playlist in Apple Music and Spotify. And for NPR Music and All Songs Considered, I'm Robin Hilton. I hope you have a great weekend. Be well. And treat yourself to lots of music.
This message comes from NPR sponsor Vuori, a new perspective on performance apparel. Clothing designed with premium fabrics, built to move in, styled for life. For 20% off your first purchase, go to Vuori.com/NPR.
Support for NPR and the following message come from IXL Online. Is your child asking questions on their homework you don't feel equipped to answer? IXL Learning uses advanced algorithms to give the right help to each kid, no matter the age or personality. One subscription gets you everything. One site for all the kids in your home, pre-K to 12th grade. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And NPR listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXL.com/NPR.
Last year, over 20,000 people joined the Body Electric study to change their sedentary, screen-filled lives. And guess what?
We saw amazing effects.
Now you can try NPR's Body Electric Challenge yourself. Listen to updated and new episodes wherever you get your podcasts.